Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We are back again in the studio, building this podcast to be better than ever. And having a good time doing it, actually. So we have a repeat guest. He's there every month. His name's Justin Perella. He is now at Contour Mortgage, and I'm excited to have him back to talk about all kinds of stuff. And he's got a jam-packed show here, I have to tell you. I'm looking at the notes that you gave me here, Justin. Hey, Justin, how you doing?
Good, man.
Good,
happy
good.
New Year.
Good. Happy New Year to you, man.
2022.
It's insane. Unbelievable. Really
you think
unbelievable.
We'd have flying cars by now?
I thought we'd have something that would be flying more than it is, you know?
When you were young, you always thought 2022, man.
Would be the year, right?
Yeah,
that would
we'll be on Mars. We'll be...
Mars?
Well, wow. we're heading up in space, I guess.
We're doing a lot of stuff in space, actually.
Yeah.
But it has nothing to do with this show.
So, you know.
Unless there's houses for sale on Mars.
Soon.
Then we can talk about it.
Soon. There'll be pods.
Pods, yeah. Mars pods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. All right. Enough of that. Let's move on to something more important, which is what's really going on in the world.
Yeah.
You're at Contour Mortgage now, which we brought up last time, which is great. And you got all kinds of different things, and it's great because I think you're kind of re-energized with this. You also, we can talk about this later too. You're working on your own podcast, which is very exciting.
Yeah,
and you're going to be having guests on and talk. You can talk just to talk a little bit about the podcast idea you have. Go ahead. What's the idea you're going to be doing?
The idea is we want to introduce people to some influential people around Berks. It's going to be not specific to real estate, not specific to mortgages. It's just going to be interesting people. It could be restaurant owners. Mm. It could be business people, men, women, attorneys, people from sports, from Reading Phillies. And it's just going to be a one-on-one 20, 30-minute conversation just talking about their background, why they settled on Berks for their business, and just kind of promoting the people that are out there in this community. So we're going to release the first one in February and then probably one a month until we get some traction, and then we'll pick up. I would love for you to
That's
be
awesome.
One of the first to join us.
I would love to. You were my first.
Yeah.
That sounds really weird, actually.
Wow. We should eat.
I probably shouldn't have said that,
strange.
Huh? It sounds very strange. Yeah, Hugo. Hugo,
like
just so you know, too, Hugo now has a microphone. I came up with this idea this morning, and I was like, you know, there's so many times where we'd like to have, you know, Hugo chime in. I mean, he's the producer, and he's kind of putting the show together for us and helping us out. And I thought it'd be good to have him just, you know, chime in.
What was
he has a
Gettleman,
comment.
Who was the one they always used to go to in offstage?
Gettleman from Kathy and not Kathy, Kelly and Regis.
Yes,
he's still there. He's amazing. Still there. There's also, if you think about Jimmy Fallon, he has the band, the whole whatever they're called. I forget the name of the band. But they're there. And Johnny Carson had McMahon.
Ed McMahon.
I met Ed McMahon, so I know
met
him.
Johnny Carson?
I didn't meet Johnny Carson. I met Ed McMahon.
Oh,
yeah.
All
yeah.
Right.
Not near as important as Johnny Carson. So you're going to be doing this podcast, which is awesome. We're definitely going to support it. We'll talk about it some more in other podcasts when we do it. But let's get back. Let's go right into the whole mortgage situation.
Sure.
There's a lot of changes. And the thing that is on everybody's mind, which is what everybody's talking about right now, is interest rates have gone up a little bit.
Yeah, they have. The bonds seems to be creeping up. We're looking at...
What does that mean?
Well, so the bond isn't straight off of what the interest rates go by, but it gives us probably the closest measuring device that we have. So we're hovering around 1.8 right now, which means that rates are slipping up. Right now, rates are close to 4, which are for a while. Go crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But so we're keeping a close eye on it. For any refi clients, just get in touch with us. We'll either time it or we'll try to check out the trends of it. But again, there's so much more positives that are going on in the real estate industry right now, which are, you know, homes are flying off the shelves. So buying versus renting, still not going to be a question of what's better, no matter. And, you know, the rates could go up to 6-7, knock on wood.
Yeah, don't do that. No, you can knock on wood. Just don't let the rates go up to 6-7.
Oh, yeah, I won't.
But just so you know, houses, there's still a market with every interest rate. I mean, our parents always talking about the 18%. or the, yeah, it was 18%. My parents bought the first house in like 75, 76. And the, what's funny is the 5-year ARM or the 10-year ARM at that point was 12%.
Wow.
And just imagine that, you know, buying a rate or taking a rate for 5 years at 12% just to lock in on a lower rate. It's just incredible.
Just for 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is not the end of the world.
No.
It's all good.
We just need to prepare. Like we need to
get it happened fast though. I think a lot of it's because it happened fast.
You know what? I actually know because I looked at the trend and December, it was still fairly low. And then it really shot up. Believe it or not, January 3rd is when we started
seeing the
creep. And, you know, the
January 3rd is when it started. Now, what changed in the market to make that happen? The bond market. Is that what happened?
I can't be honest on it. No, I'm just...
I can't tell you. Politics. I'd have to get rid of you.
No, I don't want to get into
politics. Oh, okay. So it's political. You think it's a political thing?
No, it's not.
No, okay.
But the Fed is trying to increase the rates. And
that's okay, too.
Yeah. Inflation has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. But we, you know, I got to say, you know, when it gets back into the rates, the Fed rate, and I think people have to understand that typically the Fed rate is not directly connected to mortgage rates.
Correct.
It just gives
us a gauge.
It gives us a gauge, exactly. But what they have to understand, that every time, with the Fed rate being as low as it is, you have to remember that also your savings, now nobody does savings accounts that much anymore, but that's directly affecting your savings account.
Sure.
So directly,
your money markets might go up a quarter point, you know.
Yeah, there's things that everybody forgets that that we need to, the Fed rate needs to come up.
Yeah.
The Fed needs to make money when it's loaning money.
Well, we trillions in the hole, yes.
Yeah, that's so what I'm saying. And that's the other thing is that when it starts going up, the U.S. is going to start paying a little higher in its debt as far as interest, you know. So there's a lot of stuff in their play there. Yeah. But okay, so our rates are right around where? Like now you're saying they're right around 3.875, something like that?
3.75 to 4, depending on your credit right now.
Okay, depending on the
30-year fix.
Once again, credit driven. Get your credit in order. On the fringe of buying a home, you have here mortgage versus rent. It's still better to buy.
Unbelievable, yeah. So if you look 3 to 5% more you're paying for a house, just still compare that to the rent you're throwing away.
Yeah.
So right now we just need to educate our first time home buyers to show them that difference that, you know, listen, you're building equity in something and your first home's not gonna be your dream home. No. I call the first home the equity builder.
Absolutely.
So you're putting as much as you can down.
Yeah.
But the goal is, you know, 3 to 5, first time home buyers stay in what, 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, it depends on what changes in their life. They have children or if they need a bigger house or for some other reason. And it can be bumped up because of different things. But yeah, it's 3 to 5 years.
So if we look at value, you know, you try to find a value out there for a first time home buyer. And now with tax season coming, you know, we want to prepare buyers that might be on the fence that let's say I have $3,000, $4,000.
Yeah.
Okay, but tax time's coming up. So ding, 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 there's going to be hopefully
more money. Hopefully.
And then if we can start looking, we need to educate these buyers that, especially first time home buyers, your dream home might not be out there right now.
Gotcha.
And first time home buyers, you know, I know that stinks because you know, everybody's goal in life is to own a home and, you know, that's the American way, you know, but again, let's think about the first home purchase as an equity builder, try to find some value and those homes that have been sitting for a little bit that might need just a little TLC, paint, carpet, you know, those are the types of homes that you might have to get in.
So it might be more of an investment, a long-term investment in that way, because if you're buying something that needs a little bit of work, the good thing about that is you're putting in sweat equity, which doesn't cost you anything. Really, it costs you maybe the products and things like that. But if you can do the work yourself, let's say paint or maybe put, you know, do something with the cabinets, paint the cabinets, make it look better. So, you know, because really otherwise you'd be paying a premium for real estate today. So I think it's good points, really good points.
If we figure out, so if I'm meeting with a new buyer now at this time, because we're not as busy, right? I mean, things slow down for the holidays. We're going to start ramping up probably February and into March, definitely. If we sit down now and calculate, because you can start filing your taxes and we can figure out how much you expect.
And
to
you
get
can
back.
Use all that money for buying out, right? As long as you show where the income came from or where the money came from, you're good, right?
Sure. That's and then on top of that, if you've been working for 5 years and you have some 401k money build up, you can take up to $10,000 with it. It'll be penalty free. You won't have to pay a penalty. You have to pay taxes on it, but we can figure those numbers out to figure with that money, with some tax return money and the money you have. Now there's other programs that allow seller's assist. Mm-hmm. So we can also look at those. That's why I said those houses.
A little tougher to get that in this market.
Well, but if you look at the houses that are sitting a little bit longer.
Those houses there, yes. If it's a house that is maybe overpriced or under condition, under the normal condition, you know, everything's conditioned in price today.
Sure.
Condition, location, price, I should say. And so if the condition's not that great, maybe you can, you know, pay full price and get it as opposed to paying $20,000 over full price, you know, which is for something that's in mint condition.
So what would you say? Like if you were meeting with a new buyer that definitely needed seller's assist 30 plus days on the market?
I'd say yes. I'd say you're about right. Yeah. You're going to have to look at stuff. Yeah. If you think you're, I mean, and I'm not trying to be negative or trying to turn anybody away, but if you think in this market, you're going to come out and get $5,000 assist right. on a house that's just from the market and there's 30 showings and there's four offers coming in, you're probably not going to get that house.
Yeah.
So you got to start looking at what's reality. Reality is you got to find a house that maybe there's not as many people that want it. Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's still a home and it's an investment. We have to understand that these are investments, you know, and if you can, like I said before, if you can put a little bit of time into it, put a little money into it, you know, in this market right now, we're looking at hopefully 7 to 8% appreciation in this year in 2022. So if we get that, if rent is going up at 10%,
yeah.
What's the better investment? Obviously buying, you know, because rent is going 10%. And when you're paying 10% more on your rent and you're not getting anything for it, you're paying somebody else's mortgage.
Yeah.
Somebody else's equity, you know? So if you can make it work, buy something, maybe it's not exactly what you want. Okay. You might need to put a little bit of work into it, but you got a house and you got a house in a market that's still going up. Yeah. So when you buy it today, it's going to be worth 8% more. Most likely we can't ever guarantee that. It's going to be worth 8% more in next year.
So let's talk. One of the other things I wanted to get into is a program that Contour has. It's really great. And
you were telling me about this.
It's more to prepare the buyers. So again, we're meeting with buyers, whether they're first time or not, and we're getting them ready to buy a home with financials. But let's put it another way, because you're also seeing multiple offers, right?
Correct.
So how do we differentiate my offer from Joe and Stan's offer? Well, the one thing that Contour is going to do is as soon as you start looking for that home, we're going to get all your documents, and we're going to go one step further than just a pre-approval. We're going to get you an actual commitment letter. So that commitment letter, when you're putting your offer in on a house, so they just started looking, I'm collecting everything up front.
Okay.
And once they have that.
So there's no secrets at that time.
No, and you're going in then. So say you're against somebody with a pre-approval or even a pre-qual, which a lot of the banks will do, which basically means if they could fog a mirror,
I was going to say, which means they did nothing, really. Basically. Yeah.
So you're going to be able to say, so Brad can now take your commitment versus your offer letter to the seller. And I'm always calling the selling agent just to let them know,
which is important.
Buyer,
very important,
you know, great family, you know, whatever it is, I'm going to sell them as much as my realtor is. But now we have that extra piece of ammunition that we can say, listen, you go with my buyer, even if, and again, I don't know if it's $1,000 or $2,000 what that's worth, but it's definitely going to beat out any.
See, and I think it's worth more. If I was on the other side of that, I'm the listing agent, I got to tell you, I would put a lot of value on that. I think people in this market, I think a lot of agents in this market, and maybe sellers and agents, whatever, they put a lot of value on that price.
Yeah.
They put all their attention to that price. And the reality is it's not just the price.
Right.
I mean, you know, one of the things is how qualified is that buyer?
Well, how many?
Because that price means nothing if you never make it to settlement.
How many have you seen lately where they're qualified? I mean, more than ever too. This past year was just clients missing closings because the funding didn't come through.
Yeah.
So if you can guarantee somebody, you're right. I don't know. Is it $1,000?
It's worth more than that. It's worth more than that. I really do. I think the value of knowing that that person has a actual full commitment with just, and you're just waiting for the appraisal.
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, right. You're waiting for the appraisal,
title appraisal,
those things don't. And if there's no appraisal contingency, that takes that away. So now you're down to title. How many deals do we lose because of title?
I did my first closing with Contour in 21 days because we got them secured. Pretty much
21 days.
21 days front to back.
That's fast.
It is.
That's really fast.
But if we have them up front, again, we're just waiting on the appraiser to do his job.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they're so busy right now.
Like, I don't either. I swear what's funny, the appraisers for some reason are always busy and we don't know why. Because it's sometimes, and nothing against appraisers.
Maybe they're on vacation.
I don't know if it's, it might be just that there's less appraisers, I think is the big part. And we've talked about that before, where that is an occupation that is just not, there's not a lot of new people going into it.
Really?
So, you know, the less appraisers, it could be, you could be less busy, but it doesn't matter. If you have less appraisers, it's still going to be just as bad.
It's a good point. Yeah. I don't know what the market yields for that.
Yeah.
But, so let's get you prepared. Let's get you a commitment up front, and at least you can sleep too, because a lot of the buyers I get are, on the fence. It's their first time. They're nervous. So if I can take a little bit of anxiety,
yeah,
and they're out shopping, not worrying, can I really afford it? Yes, you can afford it.
Look, you're good. Yeah, you're good. You. So it's actually a commitment letter is kind of what you use, right?
Correct. Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very good. Very, very valuable. Very valuable. And I think that's something that people are going to enjoy. I'm glad that you brought that up here.
Yeah,
so what else,
do some marketing.
What else do you have here? Because we're at 15 minutes. We're just about ready to wrap it up. But what else do you have? Anything else? Because I think we kind of went through all your notes.
No, I'm excited. Yeah, I'm just excited. We're busy.
We're busy,
but I'm never too busy for any buyers. Refis are going to struggle a little bit right now,
right.
But we can still get you.
Can't you hold them until the rate comes down again?
Okay. Correct. Yep. As long as their credit doesn't expire, which, 120 days is a long time.
Yeah.
But so we'll keep an eye on it, and that's exactly right. Let's get you in. Let's at least get all that.
Get it all done. And then that way, when the rate drops, then boom, you plug it in.
We have alerts. Like I have alerts all the time. If a certain client is ready to go at this rate, send an alert. It's there. You want to lock it. Yep.
Good. Awesome.
But yeah, I'm excited.
Cool,
this year is going to be great. And the podcast, look forward to rolling out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this, man. That's so when is that going to start?
We're going to be early February is going to be the first one.
Okay.
And we're going to roll one out a month, and then hopefully we'll go bi-monthly.
I heard you have a really good producer.
I do.
Yeah.
That's right, dude.
There he is. Hugo is the producer for two shows now, well, many shows, actually. You're doing a lot of stuff, buddy.
That's right.
That's very
cool.
We're
going to get him busier and busier.
Yeah, straight from Guatemala, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Straight from the jungle.
We love it. Well, Hugo makes it all happen, and we love that, too. So thanks for coming out again,
Brad.
Man. I'll see you next month. You let me know how your first podcast goes. All right.
See you, brother.
All right, man. See you. All right. We had Justin back in here. That was a lot of fun. And we are just having fun, period, I guess. So we're doing all kinds of shows. I have some other shows coming up. I want to work on getting an accountant in here. So I'm working on that. I'd love to talk about some of the tax benefits of buying a house, buying investment properties and things like that. So we're going to have that coming up. We'll probably have, Pete's going to be back again. So Pete's point of view, we talk about some numbers. That's really, so we have some other guests coming up, and we're always going to be looking for different things to talk about. So thanks for listening.